This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. With more White House staffers testing positive for the coronavirus, the president's chief of staff is saying we're not going to control the pandemic. AP correspondent Ben Thomas explains.
Mark Meadows tells CNN it's a contagious virus, just like the flu, and the government is more focused on getting effective therapeutics and vaccines to market. But at a campaign rally in New Hampshire Sunday, President Trump claims
it's ending anyway. We're rounding the turn, but the vaccine will get it down fast.
Joe Biden calls Meadows' statement a candid acknowledgement of President Trump's strategy, which he describes as the white flag of defeat. Campaigning in Detroit, his running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, says
over 8.5 million people have contracted this virus and will have unknown long-term health consequences.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Barcelona police patrolled the streets well into the early hours of Monday after about 160 were deployed overnight as a new state of emergency in Spain and curfew came into effect Sunday evening from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Public squares, parks, and beaches were empty except a few who were approached by police. The state of emergency will be, which will need parliamentary approval to last beyond 15 days, requires all regions except Canary Islands to impose a nighttime curfew and limit the number of people allowed to meet to 6 weeks after India fully opened up from a harsh lockdown and began to modestly turn a corner by cutting new infections by nearly half. A Hindu festival season is raising fears that a fresh surge could spoil the hard-won gains. Health experts worry the festivals can set off a whole new cascade of infections. This is VOA News. U.S. Senate Republicans voted overwhelmingly Sunday to advance Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett toward final confirmation, which is scheduled to take place Monday night. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
The Senate is doing the right thing.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
We're moving this nomination forward. And colleagues, by tomorrow night, we'll have a new member of the United States Supreme Court.
That's despite the continued complaints by Democrats led by Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
8 days before the election, and after more than 50 million Americans have voted for president, quite possibly a different president, to pick justices on their behalf.
Barrett's confirmation is hardly in doubt, with a majority of Republicans mostly united in support behind President Trump's pick. I'm Shelley Adler.
Chileans have massively vowed in favor of drafting a new constitution for their nation in Sunday's plebiscite, as President Sebastian Piñera called the result a triumph for democracy. With nearly all the vote counted, about 78% of Chileans voted yes. In a speech to the country just after polls closed, the country's leader who opposed the proposal said that this plebiscite is not the end. It is the beginning of a path which together we must travel to agree on a new constitution for Chile, he said. His conservative government agreed with the center-left opposition to allow the vote a month after the outbreak of vast street protests that erupted a year ago and frustration of inequality in pensions, education, and health care, what has been long one of the South American's most developed nations. Australia has condemned Qatar authorities' treatment of women passengers on a flight to Sydney who were subjected to internal examinations after a newborn baby was found abandoned at a Doha airport. The women were examined on October 2nd after the Qatar Airways Flight 908 to Sydney was delayed. Australian officials described the treatment of the women as offensive and beyond circumstances in which they can give free and informed consent. The airport said the baby was safe. Newly formed Tropical Storm Zeta gradually strengthened Sunday in the Western Caribbean, and forecasters say it would likely become a hurricane before hitting Mexico's resort-dotted Yucatan Peninsula and the U.S. Gulf in coming days. Zeta was the earliest named 27th Atlantic storm recorded in an already historic hurricane season. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.